Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good evening, everyone, and welcome back to Are You Fit? Tonight's show is all about how can we love every ounce of ourselves, and we're sharing some random simple truth tonight. Joining me, as always, is Jamie Lemon for the first show incorporating random simple truths. Jamie has been in the health and wellness field for over 18 years and brings many gifts from her learnings and experiences. Tonight's show discusses how we can love every ounce of ourselves, whether that be externally or internally. We will also be talking about our personal self-talk and how to deal with what others say to us that oftentimes we allow to affect us. We are all about promoting health, instilling togetherness, aka fit. And these random simple truths incorporate wisdom that may be useful on your wellness journey and feeling whole. So welcome back, Jamie. How you doing?
Hey, Mikey. I'm doing fantastic. And thank you so much for having me on your show again. We have so much fun doing this. I really enjoy it. So thank you. And hello, listeners.
You're welcome. Yes, hello, hello. Jamie, if you haven't heard our show before, Jamie has been with me since the beginning of this show, since February, and we've been together because she's been coming on 2 times a month, and so nothing's changed there. The only thing different starting tonight's show with Jamie is she will be sharing together random simple truths, and that's kind of really what we've recognized throughout our shows. Jamie is all about just flying by the seat of her pants, and that works for her, and that actually kind of works for me sometimes. And what we've found in our talks, how this even kind of came about is all through the time of us knowing each other, you know, we'll get on the phone, whether it's 30 minutes, an hour, or even in person when I used to be back in Seattle, and we would just talk and talk, and all these different random truths would just come out. And we always used to joke, like, one day we should have a show. And here we are finally this year having a show, and, like, sometimes the best wisdom just comes out of just talking freely. And so rather than try to, like, somehow put us into this box, because me and her are so not like that, we just figured, you know, this is the best way for us to get out what we need to say, and you can pick and choose what you get are going to gain from this or not. And so that's where we're coming from. What do you say, Jamie?
I say hallelujah, because I think you hit the nail on the head. When you and I are just being authentic and real and who we are, we get some of the greatest simple truths, random simple truths that just pop in. And that's what I want our listeners to be able to hear from us, is this raw, unedited version of who we are.
I agree. And that's another thing we've discussed while about wanting this for this show, is a lot of times you'll get speakers out there that are all concerned about their image, and they have to say things like this or whatever, and a lot of things get lost in translation too. And so, you know, obviously you guys not seeing us on our faces right now, and you're just hearing our voices, so we're trying to get as much information as we possibly can by being genuine. So hopefully you can feel that we're not these hoity-toity kind of people. So you're gonna get all of it,
right? We be real.
But anyway, let's get back to the show, right? Yes, totally.
Yep.
Okay, Jamie, so I wanted to start off by asking this first question. How can our listeners love every ounce of themselves, whether it's externally or internally?
This is something that I have been actively pursuing ever since I tried to kill myself in 2003. So you can only imagine what it's like when your family disowns you and you're left there all by yourself trying to pick up the pieces after something dramatic like that happens. And so it
right.
has led me on this spiritual pursuit that I am so much more empowered today than I ever was prior to that event. So I applaud myself for having the courage to stay here on this planet. And what I've learned is, how can you have up without down? How can you have left without right? So the same goes for our emotions. How can you have love without knowing what hate is? Right? How can you have joy
right.
without knowing sorrow? So in this land of dualistic opportunities or duality, you need one in order to experience the other, because if you have no contrast, you have no awareness of what it is. So with that being said, there's days when you look in the mirror at your body and, I don't know, me, I am like frustrated and unhappy, and I'm a little bit heavier than what I thought I should be at this age, or I have a few more wrinkles because, you know, gravity is taking over and age is taking over, and when I look at that, instead of being repulsed or looking away, I draw myself into it deeper, and I love myself. I literally will sit there and say, oh, my little crow's feet, I love you so much. Because what's it going to do if you turn around and you hate it? You're going to get more of them, and then you're not going to look in the mirror. But if you actually look at yourself and love yourself, I think it sends a good message to the cells in your body. And it is more uplifting than it is heavy. And so when one of my friends is unhappy with me, I can choose to give my power away and only see myself through their eyes and be unhappy. Or I can say, hey, you know what? They're entitled to their own opinion of me. And just because they are unable to see my light shine today, does that mean that it's not there? No. So I'm going to stand in my truth, and I'm going to shine my light to the best of my ability and love myself for that, and I'm going to love them enough to give them the opportunity to be unhappy with me. I don't need to correct anything. They're entitled to their own belief. They're entitled to their own perception of me. And I don't need to fight anything. I don't need to convince them of anything. What if I just give them the space to be who they want to be?
Agreed. Right? I think we all want that deep down. Yeah. I think the biggest thing is that, you know, we don't know how to love ourselves. Like, I mean, and we're always looking for the external
validation
from others.
Else.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, I had that same issue with the whole self-image thing. I think that's something women especially battle. I mean, I think now maybe even men nowadays are starting to have that issue as, like, our society is getting more conscious that men have to be a certain way. But for women, it's been like that a long time. But I know for me, after I had my babies, and I know, like, being a mom, you know, it's a great thing. But, you know, society seems to make you be like, well, you still got to be skinny mini even after having a kids. So anyways, you know, I remember I didn't want to look in the damn mirror for a long time. I would just like, ew, gross. I don't want to see anything. And I finally forced myself to look in the dang mirror and say, like, what you said. I mean, at first I thought it was kind of corny. Like, I was like, really? Stand
well,
in front of the mirror and say, I love
you? I did
you.
Too.
That just sounds like, okay, dork.
Yeah, exactly.
But,
and, you know,
yeah.
I don't belong to any of those spiritual guru people, cult things. No, right? So I did. I had resistance. What do you mean you want me to love myself? Well, when you try and kill yourself, how much do you love yourself? So the proof was in the pudding that I needed to do some work in that area.
You know, I will say, I'm not saying that I'm a pro at this, but I will say bit by bit, the more you practice, you get better at it. And I know bit by bit, every time I did do it, I did start to feel better about myself, and I got more and more confident and accepting of where I'm at. Not to say that there isn't things that I can't work on, but I was at least finally okay with who I was and, like, all right with that. So that was a huge thing. Okay, another thing, Jamie, there was a quote that we talked about when we decided to come up with this show, and I wanted to see if you could elaborate on it, because I loved it. And the quote that you came up with was, love yourself through whatever appears to be true.
Right. So love yourself no matter what appears to be true. So I'm in my 50s, and society has taught me that when you get to be this age, you should have X number of dollars in the bank, you should have X number of years with a corporation, you should be married X number of years, you should have kids. There's a lot of what I perceived to be societal standards that I needed to conform to in order to fit in or in order to do the right thing. Well, let's just say that my astrology chart is correct in saying that I have double anarchy in my chart, and I am born a rebel. And so how easy is it for me to conform to corporate America? How easy is it for me to conform in a marriage or to societal standards? And for the longest time, I didn't think I fit in. I didn't think I deserved to be on this planet because, A, I couldn't conform. And the realness is what if I'm here to help people transition to a new way of freedom Mm-hmm. Right? I know a lot of people that have made the corporate titles, you know, they climb the corporate ladder, they have the money in the bank, and then they're getting closer and closer to retirement, and they get these illnesses that are crazy that suck all of their money out of their retirement fund, you know, put a financial constraint on their family, and they're miserable. Well, I might not have a lot of money in the bank, but I don't have a financial constraint, and my health is optimal. And so what I was beating myself up for now, I am really glad that I had the courage to go against what the norm was so that I can be healthy physically. Does that make any sense?
I agree. Yes, it does. Well, another thing I wanted to ask, Jamie, is, I mean, you already kind of touched on it already, but I want to dig into it a little bit more. But again, the importance, why is it so important, the kind of self-talk that we use with ourselves?
Okay. Thank you again for bringing it up. So let's take it a little deeper.
Yes.
Out of all of the books that I have read, we can debate the actual number of this, but some scientists say we have 73 trillion cells in our body. Now, I don't care if it's 70 trillion, I don't care if it's 80 trillion, and I don't even care if it's 500 million, okay? What I'm here to say is these cells in our body, they do not think for themselves. They only do what they are told to do. And if every day you look in the mirror and you see a crow's foot, you say, oh my God, I'm getting old. Oh my God, I'm getting old. Oh my God, I got to buy this makeup so I don't look so old and whatever. You're telling your body to go ahead and age. So are you helping yourself get older to look more old? What happens if you looked in the mirror and you said, I love you, little crow's feet. I love you, wrinkles. Age, you're telling yourselves that it's okay.
Uh-huh.
And it feels better in the body. So what if when you feel better in your body, you don't age as much? You're not under as much stress because you're actually at peace.
That's huge.
Does that make sense?
Yep.
So these 73 trillion cells, they only do what you tell them to do. And if you say, well, you know, breast cancer runs in my family. Oh, well, you know, heart disease runs in my family. You're giving yourself permission to go through the same curse as your relatives went through. What if it's not genetics? What if it's the way we look at ourselves? What if it's what we think about ourselves that makes it create itself in your body? And if I'm not here to say anybody's right or wrong. I'm just playing the what-if game of how I live my life. What if Bruce Lipton is correct when he wrote the book, The Biology of Belief? He can explain to you scientifically how our thoughts create what appears in our physical self. He travels around the world giving these talks. I had the wonderful opportunity to meet up with him when he came to Seattle with Wayne Dyer. And so I pay attention to how I respond to news events or people in my life or whatever. And at the minute that I feel a disconnect or something heavy is when I'm thinking or reflecting on what type of belief pattern I was raised with. And then I reframe it.
Right.
I can keep my body as alive and healthy and happy and easy as possible. You know, when you get stressed out, it makes your heart constrict, right? You got to pump more blood. It makes your heart rate go up. It makes your respiration rate go up. It causes the blood to go from your belly into your arms and your legs so that you can run away from whatever threat that was. That's called the sympathetic branch of your nervous system. And the majority of people that are alive today are so stressed out about paying their bills or getting their jobs done or the family problems or whatever that they're all in their sympathetic branch of their nervous system. And then they look at themselves in the mirror and they say, oh, my God, now let's just throw age onto it because now I'm looking old and I got to cover up my gray and all this other fun stuff. What happens if that's just another opportunity to push the pause button and love ourselves more? Matt Kahn is the individual I listen to who taught me about loving whatever arises, and that is the name of his book. And he explains it in great detail, and he has YouTube videos out and everything. And so, yes, there are days when I feel a little bit more strained. There are days when I feel the pressures of life. It doesn't mean I'm exempt from it all. But what I do now is I go and I click on YouTube and I listen to a motivational whatever from Matt Kahn, and it really helps to put that love back into my heart and to think about life a little differently.
I like that, Jamie. I'll go back to the show later and add the description to one of his links. But Matt Kahn, how do you spell his last name?
K-A-H-N.
Thank you. Okay, another question. So you gave one. Oh, go ahead.
That's fine. Go ahead.
Okay. You gave us one example that listeners can use to help promote positive self-talk and help decrease the time spent on negative thinking. But are there any other examples that you can share with the audience that might help them? Because you mentioned reframing, so I wanted to see any other ideas.
Okay, so what? I reframe when I listen to Matt Kahn. I reframe when I put a happy movie into the DVD player. I reframe when I decide, it's like you break state, right? It's like, hey, this doesn't feel very good. Maybe I'm going to go out and weed the yard or do some yard work so that I can get some physical activity to help move my energy. You know what I mean? Instead of keeping it stuck and stagnant on something that I can't fix, I go out and I work in my yard. Am I making sense? Am I answering your question?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes and no. Well, yes and no. So yes, you did, but like, okay, besides reframing, I guess my question was besides reframing, I guess other tools that they can utilize, you know, during the day, throughout the week, other things that we've done over the years, Jamie, like for instance, I don't know, like maybe the post-it note one, like stuff like that. Like there's little things that they can do randomly that'll help promote their positive speaking to themselves.
Okay, so EFT, tapping. I have a ton of positive affirmations that when I'm going through a rut or a tough time, I will write what my desire is instead of what is in my reality. You know, like quarterly taxes are due. And I can sit there and I can feel all constricted about how am I going to come up with the money? Or I can say, hey, it is now September 15th, 2016, and I realized I have all of my IRS debt paid in full, right? I state it how I want it to be rather than repeating how it appears to be.
So
right? Because whatever,
like as if
whatever
you, are...
you think of.
Oh, I was going to say, you're stating it as if it's already happened or as in the now, like it's already going
yes,
on.
Yes, as in
what
the now.
Wanting.
Exactly. I mean, when I tried to kill myself, I was $55,000 in debt because of that little escapade.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in the hospital, you know, at Valley Medical for 24 hours in the ICU. And then I was in the hospital at the University of Washington for 7 days. And that's a huge kind of medical bill. So yeah, I said, I want to live. And I recovered from something that was very dark and there was no hope for me to live. And now it's like, okay, great, I'm not strong enough to work, and now I've got to pay off all this debt. And I will tell you that I sat down and I wrote out what I wanted, and all of it came true, all of it. And so when I went through neuro-linguistics programming training, they brought up the fact that the majority of the people will take all this extra time to plan out their week of vacation to make sure that they maximize their vacation time to the best of their ability. And yet when they come home, they don't map out their financial future. They don't map out their goals with their partner or their spouse or their family. For some reason, we are very thorough when it comes to our vacations, but as far as everyday life is concerned, we're not. We're so reactionary, it's unreal.
That's
huge,
what you just pointed out.
Right? When was the last time you wrote down 30-day goals? When was the last time you wrote down 60, 90, 72-day goals or whatever? I mean, it's like I was thinking of 6 months, right? But
right.
When people fail to plan, they plan to fail.
It's very true.
And so what you think about, you bring about. And so if you're always
another
thinking
truth.
About, oh, my God, I can't pay my bills, I can't pay my bills. Oh, my God, you're creating, I can't pay my bills.
You know,
so
I would invite everyone, go ahead.
What if I were to say, you know what, I don't know how I'm going to pay all my bills by the end of September of 2016. I only know that I do now and I am fulfilled. That gives you room for hope.
Yes, but
right?
It
but
is a huge leap of freaking faith.
Well, hello, I didn't say it was easy. Did anybody ever tell you that having faith is easy? We're mortal.
No, but... oh man, though it just brings me back to like years ago when I first met you and you told me this stuff, and that's exactly what I bitched about, but like the funny thing is you really did utilize exactly what you're telling the listeners today. You really do actually apply these things that you're saying, and I did see this manifest in your life. That's why I'm laughing, because I can see both sides, but I've also seen the other side of what you choose to believe. That's huge right there. Jamie, I was going to say, let me see, I just want to double check where we're at in time. We've got 8 minutes. I wanted to see if we could move forward though, because there's a big piece that I wanted us to touch on. Do you mind?
Not at all. Go ahead.
Okay. I wanted to ask, because we mentioned we'd bring this up, how people can deal with others and what they say to us or about us. And can you explain how it is our choice to allow others' thinking to affect us? And for example, you don't have to play their game. You don't have to catch the ball. What would you do, to reframe things, how they're saying something, in your own head?
Okay. So, we all, I don't know, those of us that are in relationships, we have a partner. And sometimes those that are closest to us are the ones that drive us ape shit crazy. Right?
Yeah.
And
yep.
So I can be just strolling along and la, la, la. And next thing you know, my wife comes home and she says, well, you haven't done anything all day today. You get to do the dishes and you get to do all the cooking. And I'm like, at a point right then where I can defend myself and say, excuse me, I didn't do anything today, and we could battle. Or I can say, that's an interesting way to look at it, right? And then she can proceed to go on and give me more of an earful. And in reality, what she's doing is just venting her frustrations from her day onto me. And so sometimes when she is sitting there just nagging at me, I hear this in my head. Right? I don't have to acknowledge any of the words that she says. What if all I have to do is just be of service to her and listen? Doesn't mean I have to defend anything. Doesn't mean I have to deny anything. Sometimes I'll actually have a great song playing in my head. And all I'm doing is just nodding my head in the appropriate times to let her know that I'm still listening, when I'm actually listening to a song in my head. I think the best gift I can give my partner is to be of service. And sometimes it is just listening without having to buy into the story.
Okay, so right. Okay. So question. So even though you're technically kind of listening, because obviously you're playing the ta-ta-ta in your head.
So
do you feel like you're still giving, do you still believe that's still honoring them, even if you're having your own little background noise in the background, so that way you can have your own little laugh and make light of the situation?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm honoring her by being in front of her. Just because she says it's true doesn't mean it is. I will never measure up fully to what she thinks I am. And I think that that is one of the greatest aha moments that I've ever gotten in my life. I can sit here and think that I am being the best daughter that my mom could ever ask for. And then when you sit down and ask her what she wants of a daughter, I didn't measure up at all. Does that make sense?
Yes,
well, you know, a daughter of mine, you
forever.
Never married a doctor. So I'm the only one that it matters to.
Right, when it comes down to it. Jamie, we got a little over 4 minutes left. I wanted to see, I'm going to go ahead and share, I wanted to give an example of positive self-talk for the audience, and then I'll let you close with anything else you'd want to share. But tonight, everybody, I just wanted to give you my one version of an example of self-talk. And for me, when things are bothering me, I'll make time to write when I really need to express something. So this one's a poem that I wrote back long time ago, actually back in 2005, and it's called To She. So to she, who is the we of me, together they be, twins, the other side of a coin, mirrors, reflections, both the same with two different but connected perspectives. The ideal is balance. Who is to say what reality truly is? Could it be whatever you believe? If so, let your inner sister speak. Let her share her dreams. Let her live her reality. Together, you both can be free. Love me. So that was, you know, when I don't know, that was a time that I think things were really kind of dark right there, and I was confused and lost. And, you know, it's almost like for me, writing, it's like spirit talks to me through my writing and helps me guide me along the way. So that's a little just my two cents. Jamie, anything else you'd like to share that you want to give and leave off for the audience this week?
No, I'm still listening to your writing because I love the way you write.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I know. Okay, thank you. Yes, this is random as heck, but we both now have watched that video by Brené Brown. I think it's The Power of Vulnerability. I didn't want to see if you would share your thoughts on what you got out of that.
Oh, man.
In our
I 2 minutes. I got an oh, my God. I have forwarded on to a couple of my friends, and I will continue to go back. That's one of those things that I will listen to if I'm having an off day, because I want to be transparent. I want to be my authentic self first and foremost. And the way Brené Brown explains vulnerability and shame and addiction and all these other behaviors that we have was just beautifully done. And there is no way that I can try and recap it any better than what she did. So I invite people to go onto YouTube, type in Brené Brown, BreneBrown, and take 20 minutes or take 10 minutes to sit and listen and see if anything resonates or if you get any ahas out of it. Because as long as we're here on this planet, I believe I'm always going to be under construction. I'm always going to be looking or needing help or guidance or whatever. And so there's like Matt Kahn, there's like Bruce Lipton, there's Brené Brown, there's you. There's just all these wonderful opportunities to help ourselves feel better as we navigate what it is to be on this planet in human form.
I agree, Jamie. Well, everyone, I didn't have this initially in the show description, but since we did bring it up tonight, I'll go on later and put that on for you, at least a link to Matt Kahn and at least to that video for Brené Brown. Jamie, I just wanted to thank you again so much for joining us and to the listeners out there for taking the time to listen to us. We appreciate your support, and we do this really to just be in service to all of you. This is what makes our hearts sing, and we have fun with it, as you can tell, I hope. If you ever do want to reach out to Jamie, even if you're not in Seattle, you know, and can't see her personally, you can always get coaching with her over the phone, other options, and you can visit her website at www.kentmassage.com. But with that, I'm going to just let you guys be. Have a great rest of your week, and big, big hugs.
Thank you.